Hudson Taylor's Choice Saints, being read by Peter John Parisi, also known as Brian Dean. None of my audios are copyrighted. Please feel free to make as many copies as you desire for the glory of God. Chapter 9, Joy. He it was whose trials abounded, who had suffered the loss of all things, who wrote the triumphant words of Romans chapter 8, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors, not through our love to him, but through him that loved us. Let us only firmly grasp this truth, and beholding we shall reflect this joy of the Lord, and be able, not merely at some times, but at all times, to rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Joy is a fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, etc. God has made it inseparable from the knowledge, the love, and the service of himself. And if these are increasing, our joy will be ever increasing. And if these abound, our joy will ever abound. The Lord's will is that all his people should be an unburdened people, fully supplied, strong, healthy, and happy. Obey in faith the conditions of the first psalm, and you will surely be prosperous in all that you do, and everything, domestic, and every business transaction, as well as in every spiritual service. It is the Lord's will that his people should be as the children of a king. We never need be afraid to recognize our own incompetence, and we have no need to minimize or hide from ourselves the magnitude of the difficulties that beset our path. Exalting faith will go in the strength of the Lord, singing, "If God be for us, who can be against us?" Joy is of God. God himself found his joy in Christ, the true wisdom, ere ever the earth was. From the creation, Christ rejoiced in the habitable parts of God's earth. His delights were with the sons of men. At the creation, the angels of God shouted for joy. What is the joy of the Lord? It is joy that there is such a Lord, for we cannot realize his existence without joy. Or is it joy that he is our Lord? For possession is a fruitful source of joy. Or again, is it joy that he has imparted to us and shed abroad in our hearts by his Spirit? Or lastly, is it his own joy which is our strength? We feel no doubt that, while all these sources of joy are ours, it is to the last of them that this passage specifically refers. When the fact of abiding in Christ is recognized by faith, joy is the immediate result. There are few things more attractive than joy, and few more are communicative. We are instinctively drawn to persons possessed of a happy countenance and a bright, cheery manner. Who does not know what it is to find depression and gloom disappearing before them? They do indeed scatter beams of sunshine. True wisdom is rejoicing always before him, and rejoicing in the habitable part of his earth, receiving and reflecting the sunlight from above, and neutralizing, to the extent of its influence, the devil's lie that the service of God is a gloomy thing. It is one of the striking evidences of the love of God that he has so secured the existence and wide diffusion of joy, that even in this sin-stricken world, it is everywhere to be found. The youth of all animals are naturally joyous. Health and vigor make even toil a pleasure, and the lawful exercise of every faculty with which God has endowed us tends to the increase of our joy. The birds of the air, and the flowers of the field, the wild whirling ocean, and the stable glorious hills are all sources of joy, and every social and domestic relationship of life tends to increase the sum of human happiness. It is quite clear that the God of creation would have his creatures joyful. There is no surer way of finding happiness than by heartily engaging in the work of the Lord, no more certain way of increasing our own blessings than by endeavoring to communicate them to others. And these are not only means of obtaining happiness, but are themselves the highest and purest enjoyments we are capable of receiving. In this way, I had more than 2/3 of my income available for other purposes. And my experience was that the less I spent on myself, and the more I gave away, the fuller of happiness and blessing did my soul become. Unspeakable joy all the day long and every day was my happy experience. God, even my God, was a living, bright reality, and all I had to do was joyful service. Be glad for nothing is as definite a requirement as, thou shalt love the Lord thy God, and thy neighbor as thyself, on the one hand, or as, thou shalt not steal, on the other. Like the air and the light, equally needful in every clime and in every circumstance, the promises and assurances of God's precious word meet us with help and comfort in all our various surroundings. It is the will of our Father that his children should be absolutely without carefulness. The real secret of an unsatisfied life lies too often in an unsurrendered will, and yet how foolish, as well as how wrong, this is. Every worker for Christ in his own particular sphere makes with many valleys and mountains, crooked places and rough ones, which God alone can deal with. Let him rejoice not only with that God's power is equal to the occasion, but also that there are difficulties of such a nature as to make the putting forth of that power a visible and notable thing.